From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's ruling party in the lead. With most of the votes counted, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party appears headed for a surprise victory in Sunday's parliamentary elections. Official results are not expected for a number of days, but Turkey likely will return to a one-party government. Reuters reports Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu has already called for unity concerning proposed constitutional changes. Returns indicated a defeat for the National Movement Party, which lost most of the seats it had gained in the last election in June. Some violence was reported as election returns came in. An aviation official said Sunday that a Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air. The remarks come a day after the Metrojet flight disappeared from a radar screen over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Nearly all of the passengers aboard the Metrojet charter flight were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians are also among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies and both of the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday met Uzbekistan's ruler and officials from other Central Asian states. Kerry's visit to Central Asia comes after stops in Europe and the Middle East. On Sunday, he met with the leaders of five former Soviet republics, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. All of those countries are concerned about a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into terrorist organizations. This is VOA News.